All right, more Mercer County High School Hall of Fame coverage on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Mike Trossi has been the vocational ag teacher at Aledo and now Mercer County School District since 1988. I know one of the great students that was able to progress through FFA and not only a great student, but a great kid, and now a renowned livestock judging coach at a power like Texas Tech. That's a pretty neat story.
Yes, it is. You know, when he was in high school, you just knew he was going to do something like this, and I wasn't surprised that he has got to the point where he's at in his career, and this Hall of Fame honor is well-deserved for him.
Yeah, he's kind of a poster boy for ag education, isn't he? He's went around the country in some of the top programs, whether it be junior college, through his undergrad, his master's, and then the different stops he's made professionally.
That's correct. He, you know, he's one of those people that you knew from the very get-go that he was going to go into livestock judging. It was what he wanted to do since he came in as a freshman, and he competed at all the kinds of contests, even on his own. And you just knew that that's what his career path was going to be, and he's been very successful at it.
Yeah, and if you can elaborate on this in terms of like national powers and the jobs you want in college basketball, it's Duke. In college football, it's the Ohio State University or Alabama. In livestock judging, it's?
Yes, where he's at. Yes, Texas Tech. So yeah, he's where he needs to be for that kind of position. He's like, you know, Coach K.
Yeah. Only he needs the $1.5 million buyout, but a little bit about the recognition. You know, I know Chet Borov was inducted last year to get people that are involved in vocational agriculture and those type of endeavors in the High School Hall of Fame, recognizing those efforts, I think is pretty neat.
Yes, and I'm glad to see that, you know, it's not just for sports. Sports has its place in our community, and it's very important, but there's other things also that are important, and I'm glad to see that John's being recognized for something like that.
Tell us some other memories about him, I guess, as it relates to vocational agriculture, FFA, things of those nature.
Well, he was our chapter president. He was also Section 4's president. He also was a candidate, a finalist for Star Farmer of Illinois when he was a senior. I know won at least one or two individual state contests. I think one was meats and another was livestock judging. So you just knew, you know, he was the type of student that wanted to do whatever he could get his hands on and compete, and it shows, and he still has that drive to teach students to, you know, livestock judge and know what to look for when evaluating livestock.
And I guess the other neat thing, he's an example that a lot of kids, I think, at Mercer County High School, they can strive to be, I guess. I mean, they know who he is.
Yes, he was pretty much he was like the first one that really was into livestock judging, and you know, it's just continued on, and it's a lot to the 4-H people that we have in this community. They're the ones that really get these kids started in livestock judging, and I'm just fortunate. I just take a van and I drive them somewhere and they compete. I really don't have to do a whole lot with them, and that's a credit to the people in the community, 4-H wise and things like that, to instill in these kids, you know, how to judge and evaluate livestock.
But just as we wrap up here, your kind of reaction when you see the success he has, and then you think back to when he was a 13 or 14 year old freshman, and you say, man, John DeClercq, look what he's doing now. You know, a small town kid has made it big, and he's at the top of his profession. I know you have to smile about that and take great pride, but you also have to remember back and say, come on, John DeClercq, I remember when you were a freshman.
John was a challenge in a lot of things, but it was a good challenge because he made me a better teacher just because of him being my student. So yes, it does give me a chance to look back and smile about it.
Thank you for the memories of John DeClercq.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, Mike Trossi, the vocational ag teacher at Mercer County High School. More Mercer County High School Hall of Fame coverage coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.